superhero career, that's definitely going to fail. And Theo, I don't know. I think he's just going to remain unsuccessful his entire life. Just be a total waste of time and space. But for me, I have the Buttercast now. And this is my Buttercast. I'm thinking of maybe calling it something else like Poppycast. It doesn't matter. It's mine now, and I can do whatever I want with it. And I'm going to do my entire episode all by myself, okay? This is my thing. This is all me. I don't care. This is what I want to do, and that's how that matters. And it can't be that hard, right? I mean, I guess. So, we got to do a movie. And I hadn't really decided yet. I think I asked Mappo. Let me go get Mappo. Hey, Mappo!
Poppy, hello!
You can come over here.
All right. You letting Mappo choose the movie
of the day. Oh my god, just choose it!
I chose the 1987 classic Miami Connection!
What is it? What?
You've never heard of Miami Connection?
No, what? Is it in Miami?
Why, it's a powerful story about a band who also performs taekwondo, fights a crew of ninja, biker,
what?
Drug-dealing assassins.
What? It's amazing! This movie's gonna be so
good! All soundtrack to a wonderful 80s synth score of two songs, as well as a nighttime aesthetic of neon and parties!
Okay, you done?
Yeah, that's pretty much
that's
it!
That's all I need from you right now!
I'm a big fan
of
my love of taekwondo!
This isn't your podcast!
Mappo will
this
do some taekwondo
podcast.
Performance right
hey.
Now!
What?
Hi-ya! Mappo's on the floor!
Yeah, that's what you get for just...
Mappo could use a help up to perform more taekwondo!
I don't want to deal with this, so...
Help,
I'm just
going to
take this phone...
I can't even see this phone from this angle!
Yeah, this phone is so big! Hey guys, why is everyone coming in here?
Hey guys, you can help me, right? Are you tiny popcorn?
You don't look really friendly.
Yo, what's up? We're the children of the corn. We're gonna beat this mop. You're gonna get beat up, son.
Already done.
Still coming to you from the totally empty
Brenda,
meeting. I was about to do it! I was about to do it! got so many bugs in it. Super small bugs, I can't even see them.
Still coming to you from the entirely empty break theater of... I'm gonna get it.
What he was saying didn't make any sense, right? I just didn't understand a single thing he was saying.
Still coming to you.
Maybe you should...
What?
Never, you got it.
Yeah, Red, that's right, I got it. You shut up.
I gotta walk across the screen here.
Yo, how do they do it?
You suck!
You suck more!
What kind of advice is that?
I don't know.
Of course I'm gonna do it the first time.
Still coming to you from the entirely empty breakthrough. Oh! I'm gonna do it, okay? Just shut up!
The real butter. Buttercast.
Shut it!
You shut it!
Thank you.
Still coming to you from the entirely empty and play break room of the court. Oh, you messed me up, Randall!
I didn't do anything!
I'm gonna kill you! But before I do that, still coming to you from the entirely empty and play break room of the Quiet and Quarantine Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage train outskirts of a minor lockdown American City!
Well done!
Oh my god, I did it!
Wait. I don't know if you Randall, don't know if you're recording.
I was recording, don't say that.
Oh, the
thing is going, see? Wait, is this not it?
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Oh jeez, Randall! Randall, you ruined it all!
I'm sorry!
I'm gonna kill you!
Alright, so we're gonna do the movie now. Oh shit, we need more people, don't we?
Randall, think we need more people.
Okay, well, who do we get?
Well, there's, Muffle.
Let me get my little clipboard here.
Oh, that is adorable.
And my little pencil. So we need Elliot. Okay, we need Muffle. Okay.
Louis the Rat.
Louis, I don't really want to talk to Louis.
The Children of the Corn would be helpful.
This guy sucks.
Other candy.
They did beat up Muffle, and that was kind of funny.
That, I okay. What? I did not hear about this.
Nothing. Okay.
Is Muffle okay?
The candy folk.
Derek? Trampolines and cannot provide.
Yeah, it's deceiving.
And he promised Bumper to couple butch and did not come. Yeah, did not come up.
Let's get this guy here. He seems kind of cool. Never mind. Derek.
Oh man.
Schmeckle,
of course.
Actually,
Schmeckle's really smart.
But I don't understand him. No, you don't.
I don't understand Schmeckle.
Really?
I've cleaned next to Schmeckle so many times we get grits before.
How do you spell Schmeckle?
S. S-H Schmeckle.
What does an H look like?
An H?
Yeah, how do I make H?
Oh boy, if you don't know how to make H, this, I feel like this show going to be harder than this.
It's just a tall N, right?
You're lucky there's no H in Buttercast.
So where are those bats? The 3 foot tall Brom. Bats.
Brom can help.
Yeah, but how's the Brom?
B-R Meckle.
How do you spell Meckle?
Schmeckle?
No, Brom.
B-H Meckle.
It's not funny.
I don't know.
I'm doing my best.
You are. Okay. It's just the cork clipboard is so adorable.
Okay, Brom. Who else are we missing?
I don't know. I think we should probably call for help here.
Wait, no, we got
we
this.
We should
it's
probably
fine.
Call for help. I'm going to call Theo real quick.
No, I've don't already, touch me. Hey,
just I want to.
No.
Mappo.
No, stop.
Mappo's over there doing something painful.
I don't want. Stop. Stop.
We are in process of calling Theo now.
No.
Hello, Theo? Hello, Theo, this is Ragnar.
No, I'm sorry, Theo's not here.
Are these the beta male sounds of Theo?
No, I'm sorry, Theo's not here right now. I can take a message.
Who is this?
Wait, is this Cuppy?
This is Cuppy.
Hey, Cuppy.
I've never met Cuppy before.
It's been so long, dude. What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just hanging out. How you doing, man? You said you were gonna call me like last year.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Is it Cuppy, the guy that you called an idiot?
I left a message for your birthday, and
I didn't answer back on purpose.
Aren't you isn't Cuppy the guy you've been calling a moron? And a dingus?
No, that was
no. That's probably not.
Yeah, it's not true.
You seem like
me and Poppy are like best friends. So.
Yeah.
You seem pretty nice to be friends with Poppy.
He's alright. He can be kind of annoying.
Okay, that sounds more like Poppy. That sounds a lot like Poppy. But you seem too nice to be friends.
He said I was only kind of annoying, so that's kind of nice.
Okay, that's not nice. That's still pretty harsh. Cuppy, I think maybe you shouldn't get involved in today if you want to stay here.
I can use him.
But I okay.
But
how can you use it? How could you use it?
No, I'll write his name down. See?
That's That's not using him. That's just keeping him around.
C-U-P-P-I-C-P.
Oh my gosh.
Is it C-U-P-P-I-E or Y? Is it a Y?
Cuppy, I have idea that how you can help. We need to watch movie
okay.
We need to watch movie on Theo's streaming service. Do you know password to streaming service?
I can use Theo's computer.
Please.
I don't have any hands, but Shoshana can put it on for me.
Shoshana's there, but not Theo?
Yeah, Theo's out. He said he was getting, B-roll footage for his movie.
As if. He's probably just rolling in the dirt.
He's probably getting beaten up by more kids.
Yeah, they'd be awesome. Let's get those guys on.
The kids who beat up Theo?
Yeah, kids.
Yeah, they don't come by here anymore.
Yeah, they sounded pretty nice, too. Shoshana, she actually helped me out, because, my cup body was kind of disintegrating from, having lots of liquid and stuff, and, being on the road, I got kind of, a little torn. So I disintegrated a little bit.
But
Shoshana, she got this friend of hers to, encase me in this plastic shell, so I'm, preserved in here now, and Theodore drinks coffee out of me every day, we get to talk.
He peed in you.
Because we're, right there, because he's, drinking out of me, and...
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm fine. I knew you were probably worried about me, so...
Yeah.
No one has literally thought about you at all.
This is true. No one really cares, so... Who else
I'm glad you guys didn't have to worry. That's good.
Yeah,
I don't need to worry about me.
Okay, thank you.
You are a sweetheart. Right. You need to go. Do not be a part of this.
No, I can use you.
Stop saying it that way.
How do you spell Shoshana?
Oh, boy.
I forgot how to write an H.
S-H Meckle.
What's H again?
H is the L with a P string that looks like it's a part of the body.
Okay, thank you. S-H?
Meckle.
No, that's Schmeckle.
Oh, sorry. Shoshana?
Schmeckle's really nice. I like Schmeckle.
Oh, S-H-O-S-H Meckle.
No, Shoshana! Forget it. I got Shosh.
Okay.
I don't think
you guys want me to wake Shoshana up? She was just She drank a lot of her kombucha stuff.
Oh, well, then she's not going to wake up anyway.
She was running around, and then she just sort of passed out in the living room.
We gotta do the movie.
When she's napping, it's really hard to wake her up.
We gotta watch the movie, so how about Ragnar, you go get the popcorn, sugar of the corn, and then...
All right, Ragnar, squeak, drink, and cut.
Ragnar,
popcorn.
I'll go and get, someone, I don't know.
Hello!
Now, jeez!
I'm here, Louis the Rat.
You creep me out.
I need to help.
Okay, I need you to just be quiet until I point at you to say something funny.
But I can do things.
Until I say...
I can clean
you
chairs.
Okay, good cooking, Mark.
I can do something for the butter cast.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Mwah.
What?
Morale?
Is that like a sauce?
It's more like a positive affirmation given at a time of need.
I don't know what that is.
It's morale.
Okay, you're being really stupid right now.
Okay.
You should have to be stupid and say
I'm
stupid words.
I'm gonna be over here then.
Okay, good. I think
just
we got...
Just tell me when the movie starts.
Okay, we got almost everyone on my little list here.
Hello, Pappy.
What?
That's here.
Okay.
Dax and I'm here for the awful trampoline for your big old movie watch today.
I don't have the stupid trampoline. Ragnar, I said get everyone, not me. Have them talk right now.
No, you said Ragnar get popcorn.
Shut up.
Ragnar can't ring in all the freaks when Ragnar getting popcorn.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, not really.
Okay,
I need you to do everything for me. Okay, that's not that hard. It's not that much to ask for.
Okay.
We gotta play the movie.
Okay.
Wait, Cuppy, do you have the password?
I still need to be stood up.
Mop up, no one cares.
I want to see the screen.
Yeah, it's fine. It looks like Theodore was already checked, logged in. So I found which movie is it now?
Hi, I'm in connection.
Wait a minute, is it? I think this movie's rated R.
I don't think it matters.
I don't know if I should watch it.
Telling you it's okay.
It's fine. Okay, what's his password? Let me plug it into the keyboard here. I gotta get up on the thing.
Mopo's gonna stand up here.
Okay.
Okay, it's,
Wait, hang on. I gotta walk on the keyboard. Okay,
Mopo's almost got it.
D?
Yeah. T.
Wait, T or D? D? T? Mopo's.
No, T.
I want to see the movie.
Mopo, shut up. I can't hear Cuppy see the password.
Sure, I'll be quiet.
No, shut up. Is it D or T? T?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Cuppy, just speak. For Jesus' sake.
It's just lower. The normal one's on the keyboard. Like,
no, but this keyboard is all uppercase. Wait, is it the one that looks like a sideways I?
No, that's the one you want. Sideways I. Hit that.
Okay, I.
Sideways.
Okay, and then the E.
Okay, wait, is this just...
E's got like the three lines coming out of it.
Okay, yep, I know that one. And then, I know.
And then, yeah.
Fair to ask.
Okay, O. Wait, zero? Which one is zero? Which one is O?
It's the one that's shaped like a cup from above.
Hey, you're a cup.
Okay, got it. I knew that. Wait, this is just Theo.
And then R.
Okay. Hang on, let me get over to it.
And then U. So U looks kind of like a smile.
Wait, this is T-H-E-O-R.
Let me guess, it's Theo rules at sucking?
No.
Okay, U, then what?
U, and then an L.
Okay, this
that looks like a corner.
I knew that. Which one is it?
And then an E, again, another one of those.
Okay.
And then just, you know, push the...
It just is...
Z. A Z is the last one.
Wait, what is Z? I don't have a Z.
Sideways N.
What is it? Sideways N, yeah.
But it's all uppercase. Oh, jeez, which one is it?
It's a sideways uppercase N.
I don't know uppercase!
It's all uppercase. You said
I don't know which one it is.
You said they're all uppercase.
That's what I'm saying. Which one is uppercase?
Look at an uppercase N if they're all uppercase.
I don't know what an uppercase N looks like.
Look at the N.
I don't know. Okay, is it next to the one that's an X?
If you don't know, if you're not literate, then how are you going to run Buttercat?
Shut up, I got this.
We said you get pooped to the giggle.
Theo rules.
Oh, is it next to the X? Because
so
an X looks
it only
like
works if the password is a lie, then.
Wait, it says Theo rules? No, he doesn't.
Theo's a great guy.
No, he's not.
He certainly is possible of saying that of, but I don't agree.
After I wandered off and lived with homeless people for a few months under that bridge, and I eventually found my way back to the motel that he used to live at, but he wasn't there anymore. But then he was there. He came back to get some of his stuff, and he saw me there. And I asked if I could come home with him, and he said no. But I got into his backpack, and then when he found me when he got home, he didn't throw me away right away. So I think we're kind of best friends too.
Dude,
shut
up! You're just trying
to have more than one best friend, Cuppy. I like you, but come on.
Dude, this is my podcast.
You're nice guy too. You want to be my friend?
Shut up!
Not best friend.
We're not here to make friends. We're here to make money.
Sounds like that's an occupied occupation.
Money.
Anything I can do to help you make money, I'll do it.
Cuppy, what I need you to do right now.
You can get out of this.
Uh-huh. Cuppy,
what?
I need you to just not talk until I tell you to talk, okay?
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, Cuppy, please.
I do that all the time.
Thank you. Well, you're not doing it right now.
I'm talking to Shoshana or Theo.
Dude, shut up.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. And then I play the quiet.
Oh my god, shut up.
I actually kind of think he should shut up too.
Shut up, dude.
I'm sorry, Cuppy. I'm on
your side. You too. You too, right there. Everyone needs to shut up. Oh, there I go. Please, everyone.
I'm sorry.
Oh, god, don't touch me.
I just want to give you a hug.
I have the computer.
We're waiting to start the movie.
Okay, go get everyone from outside and bring them in. Okay, we're going to play the movie now, so Cuppy.
I'm Louie the Red.
I know who you are. You're freaking me out. I got this. We're going to play the movie. How to play the movie?
I'm on Instagram.
Instagram? Let me just walk over to the keyboard here. Do we play it like this?
Is it going
to
start?
I can't wait. He's going to be so much fun.
Is it playing?
You should have gone before we came down to watch you.
Always
and forever. Stupid button is not working.
I will be with you. I will spray everything. I'll do for myself.
I'm pressing the wrong one. Oh, jeez. Oh, this thing is broken.
Come on, you do. Ragnar, stay tight. No, Ragnar has bookmarks. Don't do that.
Ragnar, no.
Why did you do this?
Here it is. I'm going to play now, so everyone shut up. This is Poppy the Popcorn Kernel coming to you from the Theater by the Sea. A very important message to make. Money's been real tight. I admit, but the only thing tighter is tight pants. You can get those at tight pants now at tightpantsnow.com. If you do that, you give me money, and then I can use said money to do whatever I want. Come on, little moon. You're in the mood. Tightpantsnow.com.
Yeah. Yes, how are you?
Good, who are you?
My name is Charles, the churro.
Yeah, I saw you roll in here.
How are
you? Does this happen to anyone else? Were you just trying to do one specific thing and no matter what you
listen,
do, you're
I don't know what I don't know what you are doing because nobody tells me a thing. Because me and my friends, we are over by the cheese.
Okay. Once you type it in,
okay.
You'll go and see what I'm talking about. Okay.
How much did they pay you? Aren't you like the man who... Who aren't you? Like, what is this?
I'm Poppy the Popcorn Kernel. I'm your stupid manager.
Well, nobody knows this. They don't cheat. Nobody tells us nothing. Yeah, exactly. We're about a cheese. I don't know how to read.
Fair point. Fair point.
Well...
You should have pooped sneaky giggly.
Oh, really? I forgot you existed.
Yeah. You seem good. You're talking about your website.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a commercial.
Yes. Do you produce pants that have holes for or tails for rats?
No. Turn around.
Okay.
Walk out the door. What did you just... What?
What?
Poopnotstyle.com. Side note.
Okay.
What do you poop?
Oh my goodness, that is none of our business. That's why we need pantalones, because everyone sees our poo, okay? We need to get this, and then clumps of brown sugar, which actually tastes wonderful. And if Chew would even put a little bit of our poo in anything that Chew have, you guys would sell a ton of it.
And the only way to know that is if you ate your own poop.
Okay, that this is gross. I want to find pantalones so that we don't have to have this embarrassing, humiliating conversation with you.
You'd rather poop your pants than poop anywhere else.
Oh, goodness.
That's what I'm saying.
You will not see the last of me.
That's
whatever your name is, Popcorn Man, okay?
Poppy, it's really easy. Poppy the Popcorn.
No, whatever. My name is Charles.
Charles or Charles?
Charles. Okay, I put a little bit of I get a little angry at the front end and I stress it, but really it's like Charles.
It's okay, just Charles. Make sure I never see me again. But it's your tight pants now! At tightpants.com!
Real
butter.
Don't you think the audience is smarter than that?
No.
You know, like, when you have ice cubes rattling around in you, and you get real cold,
what?
Right?
What? No, I don't know that feeling.
I'm a mop.
I'm a piece of popcorn.
Okay, so...
Are you trying to be funny?
I was gonna make a joke.
Okay, make it.
Oh, that's alright. So, I saw the movie.
Ooh.
I had to close my eyes a couple times. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like, the ninjas were cool, and I liked the message about friendship.
Right after they slaughtered a bunch of people?
Wait,
yeah.
What message?
At the end, though, it was about, like,
what?
Peace.
Peace?
It's a movie about the power of friendship.
I didn't get that at all.
This was a beautiful cinematic masterpiece up there with Schindler's List.
What are you talking about?
Saving Private Ryan.
No, Jaws. This movie was horrible.
Munich.
This movie was so bad,
War
but it was good.
The Post.
Okay, I get it, but you're wrong. If you're going to be wrong on my podcast, you can go. Hey,
don't you want to know anything about this movie?
What was that year?
1940. Don't you want to know anything about this movie?
Say the year.
What year? It was the name of a movie, not a year.
No, say the year.
The year this movie came out?
Yeah.
1987 and 2010.
What a good year. It doesn't have a good answer.
It's good. It's funny.
Really?
Isn't that
funny?
What Peter always says?
Yes.
I thought you wanted to make this podcast your own.
I feel like I could just steal some of their jokes.
Ragnar also is here to tell you that some of the candies would like outfits now that they have watched
outfits?
The film.
How is that my problem?
They want biker outfits.
Okay.
They want ninja outfits.
Okay.
They want 80s outfits.
So do I.
They want outfits for computer programming teachers.
Okay.
Those were also in this
Are
movie.
Are these requests?
That's right. The teacher gives one of the most meaningful performances and needed a much-needed human moment before
what?
The two lovers find each other and caress before a show.
That is disgusting.
It's a beautiful moment in a movie filmed with them.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the movie we just watched.
Yeah, but he's talking about sounded like it was good.
It was brilliant.
I don't get it. Is this a joke?
Nope. There was a Korean martial artist named YK Kim.
Okay.
He was very popular in Central Florida and had already accumulated a very vast wealth of money. A man named Richard Park had come to one of his exhibitions, saw him perform, and decided to produce a movie with YK Kim.
Well, you know a lot about this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I am a fan of Taekwondo.
Okay, keep
and
talking.
YK Kim is a grandmaster of Taekwondo.
Keep talking.
Oh, okay. That when Richard Park and YK Kim decided that they were going to make a movie. And after Richard Park was done shooting, YK Kim hated what it was and decided to funnel all his finances in producing and directing the film on his own. He then asked the drummer of the band, Dragon Sound, who was also an actor, to write the script, to choose cast, to be a production designer, and many other things involved in the film. It ran YK Kim's finances into the ground.
Good.
It only showed at 9 theaters and then disappeared forever.
What a loser!
One day, a man who worked for Alamo Drafthouse found the film on eBay. He then bought it, realized it was amazing, and then decided that he was going to curate the film and show it around the world. Later, after it became popular at Midnight Movies, they called YK Kim and was like, "Your movie is amazing! It's a brilliant cinematic masterpiece!"
No, it's not.
And YK Kim said, "No, it's not.
Thank you.
But people love it anyway." And they said yes. YK Kim saw for himself, and the rest is, as they say, cinematic history.
But you know that it's not actually a good movie.
What are you talking? It was fantastic.
People liked it because of how bad it actually was.
Ragnar had a good time, but yeah, there's obviously a scene with man and tape recorder in background recording sound.
You saw him all hunched over and recording.
Many technical problems with film.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
I cannot think of any off the top of my head currently.
What?
Any technical mistakes?
Mappa, you got it. Are you serious?
I love the film.
Is this you doing a joke?
Huge fan of the film.
Ha 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 ha.
One of my favorite scenes is when the band is playing at the beginning and YK Kim is killing it on the guitar.
Okay.
He obviously knows how to shred.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know how to, he was faking it. Even I knew he was faking it.
I really like those songs. They're really, like, upbeat and positive, you know? Not like a lot of other music is.
Absolutely! Friends forever, friends for eternity, loyalty, honesty, stick together through thick and thin, friends forever, we'll stick together, we're on top because we play too big.
I don't relate to that song at all, so I don't really like it.
You don't miss your friends at all now that you have nothing but responsibilities at the Buttercast?
No.
Are you sure? You look a little stressed, you're sweating salt.
I'm not stressed, you're stressed.
You would
just stress.
Ragnar can clean sweat off brows.
Okay,
salt. There we go.
Thank you.
It's kind of just getting over everywhere.
It's getting in my mouth.
Ragnar also needs to let you know that the other candies would like to create gang war fights.
Okay,
their convertibles and sticks with spiky ends.
I don't understand how this. Why are they looking for my
approval? One manager came to another manager and immediately started a very loud fight about whether or not one band could play in another band's location.
Uh-huh.
But there are no locations or bands, although it was a pretty big brawl.
I mean, I really appreciate that they think they need to come to me to ask for my approval, which they do. But at the same time, if it's something meaningless like that, they don't need my stamp of approval.
It's certainly not as important as, say, the scene where Jimmy gets letter from parents. Or, I'm sorry, waiting for a letter from father and lets orphan bandmate roommate friends know that he has been waiting for years.
Took so long for that scene to end.
It was magnificent!
What are you talking about?
It was a beautiful acting.
I felt really bad for Jim.
Oh, whatever.
He was really crying a lot.
Yeah?
I thought it was cool that, like, that they were all good friends and their names started with J, because it was like a John and a Jack and a Jim and a Jane and a Jeff.
Wait, that's just lazy writing. Why'd they do that?
No,
Copy, you are supposed to do jokes. Where are the jokes? None of you guys understand what I'm saying!
Ragnar kind of thinks you're putting lots of pressure on Cuppy to be funny. Cuppy more of a genuine human being presence.
Okay, you be funny.
Alright, two peanuts are walking
that's
down the street.
Okay.
One is assaulted.
Ugh, that's... it's not funny! Jeez, you fell over?
I fell over
again! Let it down! Just stay there, okay?
Anyway, how did you like the film, Poppy?
I would give it... Wait, do we rate it?
Not yet. Just tell me things that you liked about
it. I don't really want to talk about it. It's just taking too long. We've been talking for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but of course there's the scene where they practice Taekwondo outside of college.
I thought that was kind of stupid.
I mean, he does amazing tricks. He does the knife callback. He claps their nose with his toes.
But the really tall guy was just waiting for him to do that. I understand it was they were training, but he was just waiting for him to do it.
They weren't training. They were practicing for what they would perform on stage. They needed to choreograph it.
But it looks stupid.
Of course they were choreographing it.
Okay, I like the scene at the beginning where all the ninjas are attacking all the guys with the guns and they're slithering through the brush like snakes and they attack them like spiders. They rip their heads off and they stab them. It doesn't matter what they do because they're always dead.
A powerful message of friendship, of course.
Yeah, I liked it when, I really liked that character, the older guy who had the restaurant and like the band guys, the good guys would come in and they would get dinner there and then he like watched them eat and he smiled. He just, like, watched them all eat because he was such a nice guy.
Yeah, he kicked the butts of that group of punks, especially that one gentleman with the tiniest shorts.
Yeah, they did deserve it. Those shorts were very short.
How about the scene?
I thought it was great because, like, all his friends got together and made a movie. It was, like, about, and they just, like, they were really good at kicking stuff and punching stuff. Yeah, like,
they were pretty good.
I didn't like that they, like, people got hurt and everything, but whatever, I thought they were really, like, they were having fun.
But they were bad people.
Well, it's a movie about ninjas. They're gonna die. People are gonna get, you know, nunchucked and stabbed. That's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah, I don't, I mean...
What do you mean you don't? Be funny! Just be funny! That's all I ask!
How about when they went to the beach and they enjoyed a nice day at the beach and then they saw children without parents and nobody got worried about it?
Yeah, that was slightly concerning.
Yeah!
Like, where
was no supervision at all!
Like, when they were riding around in the car, like, the song would be about them riding around in the car and, like, when they were being tough, there was, like, a song about being tough. So it's kind of like, just in case you didn't know what the scene was about, it was like a song there to help you.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I don't really understand why people do things.
What are you, a child? You need it handed to you? You need little baby songs to baby you through it? Just watch it with your eyes.
I don't know, Ragnar could use a song that goes, want to be a rag dry.
Uh-huh.
Want to be a, I'm trying to be funny, rag dry.
Oh, okay.
Two rags are walking down the street, one is wrung out.
How about the moment where they decided that they were going to visit Jim's father after murdering that one man's girlfriend's brother, which he was totally fine with.
She was totally fine with.
Totally fine
with. Would you be if your brother was sick? Well,
and then...
He wasn't really very nice.
Yeah, exactly. He deserved death.
He had a magnificent beard, though.
He deserved to die.
His part was like a Lego hair.
Death. He deserved it.
I got him a little confused with, like, because it was like one bad guy with a beard and he had black hair, and then there was another bad guy with a beard and he had black hair, and they were like the same height. And they were both in the same team, and they both hated the band.
I understand why you would think that.
I guess, like, the brother guy had that cool earring with the shark tooth or something.
You need to just watch it, and then you would be able to tell the difference instead of waiting for a song to tell you what's going on.
First of all, the magnificent beard of the brother cannot be mistaken for the Irish band 80s out. I felt like the guy who managed the other band was going to rock on and play, go, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do.
Ragnar, I think you're pretty hard on Cuppy.
Yeah, we were in the moment.
Sorry.
You were having a moment.
Cuppy, don't apologize.
Yeah, Cuppy, no. Cuppy, you don't apologize.
You're right.
Cuppy, just turn off phone and go enjoy life.
I'm always right, unless I am not.
I've been waiting for this call for months.
How about when they were going to meet Jim's father and a gang of biker ninjas dressed in black in the daylight attacked them and sliced Jim open like a pig?
Amazing! I never would have thought about biker ninjas, but it's genius!
It's pretty graphic.
But, like, when you think about it, what would ninjas actually use as transportation?
I mean, they're pretty loud and ninjas are meant to be quiet.
But I'm saying, would they rather have that or would they rather do a bus?
Honestly, I don't think there would be ninjas in Miami in the first place.
Well, there are.
Well, in this movie, yes.
Yeah, there are.
And it's brilliant. I love it.
I don't think you can understand.
I mean, I guess, like, it's kind of sneaky. Like, you hear all these motorcycles coming, and then you just think it's going to be bikers, but then it's actually ninjas. That's kind of scary.
See? Thank you, Cuppy.
You're the worst, Cuppy.
You're the worst, Mappo. You don't know what
you're talking
about. You don't
see the beauty in this film.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't care how positive you are, Cuppy. You don't get it.
You don't get it.
Probably.
You're right.
I probably don't. No, Cuppy, just shut up. Just have fun.
I can't sit here. Cuppy, you need to go off and do something.
Yes,
you have a bra?
I would have a tussle.
A tussle?
A bit of a tete-a-tete.
I thought you had...
A disagreement.
Okay.
I would like more short shorts.
You got the short shorts?
I need a referral coupon given to me by another customer.
You need a coupon?
Yes, so I can achieve the price difference for the tightpants.com online sale.
This is a coupon?
Yes, I need you to write your name.
Okay,
yes, and your password.
What are you doing? If you want, if you're gonna talk, talk about the movie. If you're gonna talk, talk about the movie!
I was a big fan of the father's reaction to Jimmy being alive. He was very apologetic. And also, he looked like he was 26.
Yeah, he looked like he had some real butter.
He looked like maybe he was the brother of the actor who played Jimmy.
Was he actually?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because
I when Jimmy cried, he got the letter, it really reminded me of when Poppy called me to be on the show today. I started crying. Because I was so happy.
You must have other hobbies, friends, loved ones.
That's pretty sad.
I said theater, he drinks coffee out of me every day. So
yes, but it was not just that always a coffee mug. Other things were put in
I got a joke. Sometimes he's not paying attention, and he pours so much coffee, he like slurps over the edge. And then I'm like, hey man, I'm full. And he says, I always give 110%.
Well, Theo is kind of stupid, so he would actually pour more into a cup than could actually be contained by the cup. So he is pretty stupid, especially when he's trying to pour something.
I have a conundrum in that. I think you're right about everything, but I also think that Theo is the smartest man I know.
That's pretty sad. And you're wrong.
I'm on your side, but you know, you had me to that last part. Theo's pretty dumb.
He is pretty stupid.
He was the smartest man I know.
Yeah, you don't know a lot, I can tell.
You know, I guess you're right. You are pretty...
I knew Peter a little bit. He found me one day and he put me in a locker. I was in the locker for a long time.
Hey, guys! Just for a second, let's forget what he was saying. And how about we enter by putting some Taekwondo into the butter cast?
What do you mean?
We can break boards and people can do it, and we can tour in the countries of our home places. Like Poppy, we could tour at the theater where you were born. And at the theater where you were born. And Mappo, myself, at the theater where I was born. And Ragnar, how about the theater where you were born? And
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, but when are we gonna do a review?
I learned from the movie.
Are we gonna review?
What?
Aren't we going to review the stupid movie? You know what? I don't even want to review it.
You've been reviewing the movie. It's a classic.
No, I'm done.
Hands down.
You should watch
it. Oscar gold.
You should watch it because of how bad it is. Don't listen to my
mom. How about the moment when all of the different dress dealers...
Just in case.
What?
People need to know it's probably rated R, though.
Oh, who cares if it's rated R? Everyone loves blood and guts.
Does anybody else remember the scene where...
We have no time for this!
Kim and the very tall guy murder a bunch of ninjas.
It was amazing! So good!
Favorite part of the movie, it was.
I don't know if it's my favorite.
I had to close my eyes.
How about the scene where the man is decapitated or the other one takes the place?
That was my favorite part, and then he maniacally laughs. It's amazing. I don't understand what.
How about the scene where they took Oates from the car and then beat him up and then threw him in a house handcuffed?
That was so funny.
It really was.
Yeah, he deserved it.
I'm lovely that they didn't call him anything worse than a jerk as well.
Yeah, they just called him a jerk and walked away.
He was. Yeah, in their eyes.
Yeah, he was stupid.
Everyone is the hero of their own story.
Well, I don't know about that.
Back in this story, Mappo saved the day with his wonderful choice of film.
Yeah, in a way. But you don't understand that you chose it.
It's Poppy!
What?
Are you okay?
No, I'm not! You guys keep interrupting and I don't even know what to do!
Grab your tempo!
Get off me!
Grab your tempo!
Touch me!
Hey, Poppy!
What?
Everybody, as you can hear, is getting a little crazy after the film.
Wait, really? Shut up!
Okay,
well, we gotta review the movie.
hit you, I will do my taekwondo. Huh?
No, 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 go the other way. Stop. No. You should have propped yourself against the doorknob, you idiot. I would give the movie five butter sticks out of five.
I will also give it 5 butter sticks out of popcorn. Wait, what?
Ah, shut up. You know that. I gotta go. I'm gonna get kidnapped.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Cuppy, and I'm here with my good friends, Shoshana and Waylon the Parrot. And we want to tell you all about Shoshana's Christmas kombucha.
Calm down, Waylon, honey.
Yeah, it's just in time for the holidays because it's full of holiday flavors. Like, cinnamon, and cloves, and gingerbread, and gravy, and glazed ham, and pine needles, and potato dumplings. Wait, is this right, Shoshana?
Hold still, Cuppy. I'm gonna pour it now.
Okay, it's so lumpy. Mm. Oh, boy. I feel really full right now, I'll tell you that. Real full.
Leave me alone, Waylon. Waylon.
Ah!
Waylon,
hey! Oh, God!
Oh, my God!
Put me down!
Put me down, Waylon!
Waylon, no!
He's quite hot!
Oh, God!
Get away from me!
Oh, my God! Poppy, what's happening?
What? Are you still on the phone? What?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why? Good grief. I was concerned about me. You're annoying. I'm fine.
I worry about you all the time.
I'm like, that's your problem. I don't tell you to worry about me.
Oh, I do, because I didn't hear from you for a long time, so I thought you were hurt or something. So, I would always get Theodore to make sure you're okay when he called in to do the buttercast.
Yeah,
like, I was always standing right next to him, even though I didn't say anything. I didn't want to be a bother or anything. I just, I was always there.
Okay, well, I was not talking because I didn't want to talk to you.
In every episode of the buttercast, and, if you listen really close, you can hear me. I'm just standing off to the side.
That's creepy. That's weird. You're weird.
It is creepy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, stop.
I went too far.
Look, do you want to know? Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, I was put in this stupid auditorium, and they locked the door on me. They didn't really have to lock it. I can't really open doors anyway. But...
Oh, God. Are you okay?
God, why are you crying?
Calm down. Because I know you like to be in charge and everything.
I do. They're out there having fun, just breaking a bunch of stuff, and then they put me in here for no stupid reason.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Oh, my God. I don't feel like Peter and Theodore really love the theater. I hope they don't break anything.
Well, no, I want to be a part of them breaking the stuff. And they don't break them at me.
I know.
Okay, well, do you know why they put me in here for no stupid reason? I'm just in here. It's dark.
Wait, which auditorium are you in?
I don't know, 5? I didn't bother looking at the number.
5? Oh, 5's the magical one.
What are you talking about? Magical?
Just, if you go to the front row.
Okay.
If you go under the seats, you'll find out why.
Okay, I don't want to move.
I think it'll be worth your while. Oh, my God! Oh, Shoshana's awake.
Who is it? Shoshana woke up?
Water. Shoshana, you sound thirsty.
Water. Oh, my God.
Here, I got some water in me.
Ew.
What is that? I gotta go to the bathroom.
Hey, Shoshana.
Oh, my.
Bye, Shoshana.
She went to the bathroom. She left me on my side, though.
Did she do that to you a lot?
I just got a little closer to the phone.
Okay.
I'm wrong on my face. Mommy! I rolled over. I'm good.
Okay. Well, if you're done being dramatic, I'm gonna go to the front row because...
You're being dramatic. I'll try to be cooler now.
Yeah, can you be less theatrical, maybe?
You're right.
I always forget
it. I'm sorry.
Okay, just stop talking. I'm gonna go to the front row. Let me pick up the phone. Okay, this might take a really long time because I am by the door in the front room.
I can wait forever for you.
Okay, this is kind of weird. Okay, let me run.
You're my best friend.
Okay. What's on it? You said under the chair?
Yeah.
Let me put the phone down.
Just walk under there. You're only small.
I really am. You don't have to keep mentioning that, jerk.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, you're really big for a popcorn.
You don't need this. especially from you. Let me look under the chair.
Sure, I'll just be quiet for a while.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just gonna roll over so my mouth is like right on the
table. Okay!
Wait,
oh my god!
Sorry!
It's okay, let me... it's just Schmeckle under here. I don't even understand a single thing he says.
He's nice, though.
How do you know? Yeah, I don't understand a single thing he said.
He said you were so friendly.
He said I was friendly? I don't understand what he's saying. What?
Schmeckle's really nice, though.
How do you know?
Okay, I'm okay. I can't stand this any longer. I'm flying down.
Whoa, geez.
Okay, ugh.
Wow, alright. You almost flew me after.
Oh, Poppy. Why are you being so loud in my theater?
They put me in this stupid theater. I want to be out there wrecking all this stuff.
The other creatures after the movie.
Yeah, you don't hear him?
No, Elliot. They are having good time.
Yeah, stupid.
I wish Elliot and I had stayed, but we were too tired. Elliot wanted to go in his hiding place, and I am not really in the mood to be around other people right now. But I did enjoy the movie. Your episode has good potential.
Yeah, it does, but I don't have anyone to do it with. Everyone just keeps doing whatever the heck they want, and it's just frustrating.
I thought you wanted to do this by yourself on your own. Now you want help?
Well, I did, but I wanted people to do work for me. It's not necessarily helping. I'm just telling them what to do.
Well, that's certainly much more akin to who you are.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We let you down this time. We really let you down.
You really did, Cuppy. You were supposed to be funny.
Is that Cuppy over there?
Yes, Cuppy.
Yeah, Cuppy, how are you?
Oh, okay, Bram.
Well, that's very nice.
You're such a cool man. I wish I could fly like you could.
Well, you know you do. You fly into the hearts of all Americans in the world.
You're so nice.
Get around.
I certainly am a big fan of the time you let me to drink blood out of you.
What?
Nothing. Look.
Yes, Bram.
What was that, Smeagol? Oh, Schmeckle says, Poppy, you are being big annoying person.
Instead of
to try and get Buttercast made, correct?
What?
You cannot control theater and make Buttercast at the same time. Schmeckle, what? Well, that's a very good point. Schmeckle say that you look like you need help. You look tired.
I'm not tired.
You look sad.
I'm not sad.
You look like you miss your friends. What was that, Smeckle?
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, really?
Why can't you just learn English?
Smeckle is reminding me of time, long time ago, around time that you were just showing up in theater, Poppy.
What?
Poppy, would you like to hear a story about Poppy?
What is this? What are we doing right now?
Any story about Poppy, he's the coolest. I just want to say also how cool it is that you can understand Schmeckle, because only really special people can.
Thank you. I have very big ears, you know.
You're so cool. You can hear all kinds of things. I can't hear anything.
Well, Schmeckle reminded me of time that you and Theo, when you were very young, you remember this? Theo, when you first come into theater and Theo was there, it was before Theo had left.
He was kind of lackluster.
He was, but not when it came to taking care of young Poppy. Yeah. When Poppy was very young, he would make sure you got all salt you needed. He made sure that you were rushed to bed at the night than you needed to. You were high maintenance popcorn, and everybody.
High maintenance. You said I was high maintenance. Yes, high maintenance.
It's more of a judgment call on my part. Theo said at the time, I remember, when everybody was gone, he looked at Poppy in hand, who was sitting there, sucking tiny little Poppy thumb. He said, you know what, Poppy? No one's around, and I'm going to tell you this to your face only once, but you complete me. Well, he had just watched Jerry Maguire, so it was on the tip of his brain.
So Schmeckle just said all that to you? Just now?
No, that, no, he reminded me of the time when I had this session with Theo. I'm telling you, Poppy, Theo, my very good friend Theo, because I'm not that great with Peter, and Alex and I are just on the new relationship building train called New Relationship Building Train, and we are still in the works, but Theo, I know very well, Theo misses you.
No, he
wanted
doesn't.
You to be here.
No, he sucks,
he wanted
and
you to stay in
name.
California with him.
I don't want to
Poppy,
you, Stephen.
If you miss
yeah,
Theo...
I know Theo misses you. He doesn't say it.
Yes.
But, like, and he doesn't... Yeah, he doesn't say it at all, but
nope,
I'm pretty sure, because,
really.
Like, that time you guys were on a road trip together, he'd been, like, working on a book about that.
He's writing about it.
Yeah, I saw the first couple of pages of his manuscript. I had to fix a lot of the spelling. It was not great. But anyway...
Nah.
It was all about you guys and how, you know, like,
he called it the puppy and
when,
the
he wanted you to sing and dance to, like, make some gas money and how he just pretended to be asleep and everyone thought you were just a piece of popcorn.
He
just gave him money out of pity.
I don't believe any of
this. He considered you to be Ray of Sunshine at a very sad point of his life.
Is this an intervention?
Sure, if you want to call that. Look, all I'm saying is if you secretly miss Theo, I know Theo secretly misses you.
No, he doesn't.
How about this, Poppy? What can I do for you right now so that you leave theater so that
you
all could sleep?
I want to get out so I can wreck all the stuff
with
Well,
we obviously people. Can't go outdoor. You cannot push door. Phone cannot push door. And Brom does not want to.
What?
So, how about I...
What?
The vents. How about the vents?
That just seems like a roundabout way to get
You can
outside.
Get out of theater through vents, correct?
I guess.
Okay.
It'll take a while.
Schmeckle, do you think I should cut the deal with Poppy? Well, first of all, he gave a very good joke about two peanuts walking down the street.
I already heard that stupid
and
joke.
The other thing is, he says that he reminded me of something I've wanted very badly. One of Peter's bow ties. But Peter keeps bow ties under lock and key in the room. I do know he has given the bow tie to Bonnie Reese in other theater next door. You get bow tie for me, and I will look like Bat from Eureka's Castle.
Okay.
I forgot his name, but the Magellan was the dragon, and the Bat was there as well. He was blind-ish.
He was blinded by the light?
No, he just had poor eyesight, so when flying, he fly into buildings locked.
Stupid
and
idiot.
He had bow tie. Okay, Cuppy, keep down.
I'm sorry, I'll just
go
over in the corner.
I appreciate the apologies, Cuppy.
So, you're gonna put me in this air vent, so...
Up there.
Okay, how
Where
do
the
I
skies
get...
are ocean blue. I can be safe and live without care.
Are you done?
Up where the skies are ocean blue. Okay, alright. I'm gonna take you to the vent, you get out of here, and Brom, go back to sleep.
Okay.
Alright, you ready?
I guess.
Okay, get your phone. Cuppy, I'm going to take him. If you hear an odd sound of flapping wings, it is me taking Poppy or farting. Either way, it's about to happen.
Please don't fart.
3, 2.
No, let me get the phone.
Okay, get piece of phone. I'm very impressed you can hold such phone. I'm very impressed. I'm just standing here looking at her. It's so impressive. Anyway.
Just tell me when we're there.
1, 2, 3. Here we go. Oh, great. Get in vent, Poppy. Get in vent. Stop laughing.
Okay.
It's in vent.
It's really scary.
Stop laughing. It's
okay.
In vent.
Okay, shut up.
Okay, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Thanks for the
Remember, Theo misses you.
No,
and
he doesn't.
Despite how kind of a jerk you are. God, be
a jerk. He's a
jerk.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
You're
a jerk. Give me no more time.
Okay,
give me no more time.
I'll do
give me no more time.
Real butter.
Get in a vent, Lisa. Steal a bow tie. Wow, that'll be fun. It'll be so much fun. I don't even have one the stupid phone. Oh, jeez. Hey, Elliot. What are you doing up here?
What? I just like to be up here. It gives me time to think from everyone in good distance. It's good to social distance right now, especially with whatever's going on.
You're a puppet. You can't get sick.
You don't know that. I could or I couldn't. It doesn't really matter.
Well, you don't really look comfortable. You're all twisted up in a pretzel.
Yeah, it's kind of a tight fit up here, but I'm made out of felt, so it doesn't really matter. You know, I feel, but I don't really have bones, so it doesn't hurt. I'm like a bowl of spaghetti, a spaghetti puppet. There's something there. I'll work on it.
It's fine. I get it, but I kind of need to get through you to get out of here. So, do you actually have a hole in your mouth, or is it just like, is it just just a puppet mouth.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Okay, just open your mouth.
Okay.
I messed that up. I can't go through you. Maybe I can go under you?
Or we could just maybe sit down and talk. Maybe ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
What?
I get it. It's funny. It's like a condiment joke.
Condiment joke? Well, wait.
Sorry, I forgot you don't eat them.
Hi,
Elliot. I think you're really cool. Just wanted to say so.
Wait, who is this? Is this Cup?
It's Puppy. I'm just a little Cup. You wouldn't know me. It's no big deal. Oh. You're like super famous, though.
Oh, I am? I'm famous?
No, I'm famous. You're just writing off of my coattails on the podcast.
I don't really... Okay, it's kind of rude. Honestly, maybe we could just, you know, the three of us could maybe just sit down and talk for a little bit, you know? I could use some company up here as I'm twisted up.
Okay. Well, I mean, I gotta get a bow tie because I gotta pay... forget it. Yeah, it's fine. Well, I can't really go anywhere and I don't want to get out, so I guess we'll just sit down, okay? Let me just put the phone down. I don't know why I was holding that the whole time. It probably wasn't that practical, was it?
Yeah, probably not very practical. So... You seem stressed, Poppy. You seem really, really stressed out. And I don't know if you've had other people talking about it today, but...
Yeah, actually, everyone is saying I look stressed out. I'm not stressed out, okay? Jeez Louise, am I stressed out, Cuppy? Huh? Cuppy! Am I stressed out?
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, just shut up. Am I stressed out or not?
I'm sorry. Do you want to be?
No, forget it. Just forget it.
See, I think...
Okay, I forgot. I forgot everything. Oh my god, it's Shoshana! I lost that high pitched voice!
Oh! It's me, Shoshana!
That's my own.
It's Poppy!
It's Poppy! He's the voice of an angel!
Yeah, really, he's got a nice voice.
I want to hear it. I know that, that's why I have this whole podcast. Mine now, it's mine. It's all mine.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that because it seems like the podcast isn't really anything without Peter and Alex and Theo and you. If any of you aren't there, it doesn't seem like the Buttercast anymore.
I think you're wrong. You know, royally wrong. I don't really agree with that whatsoever.
Actually, I think you do. And I think you just don't want to admit it because, you know, it's maybe you wanted to do this all by yourself to prove it to him or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Okay, that's one way to do it. Why would you want to rub it in their face and get back at them?
Because they all left. And they're all gone. I want to rub it in their stupid faces and prove to them that I can do it all by myself, you know?
I mean, kind of. I feel like that's kind of the opposite of what this moment should be right now. But if you want to go that way, we can go that way. But if you really miss them, instead of making a whole episode by yourself, which is kind of a cool feat, gotta admit, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. Instead of doing that, maybe just telling them up front, just say, hey guys, maybe you guys could come back, do the Buttercast. I know we all went our separate ways, but you know, maybe we could all get back together and, you know, make something beautiful. Maybe we could just do that.
I don't think they would respond well to that. I think maybe if I do the whole podcast all by myself, they would feel it.
Yeah.
They would know that I did a really good job, and then they would get all...
Shoshana, come on. I almost had him.
Baby almost had me. Baby almost had me. Got me.
I'm not touching you. I can't. I'm all twisted up. Spaghetti, remember?
Oh, yeah, spaghetti. You're trying to do that joke about spaghetti, puppet spaghetti.
Yeah, there wasn't any joke there. I was just trying to do something, but I feel that instead of you telling them through the podcast that you want them back in a weird way, maybe you should just call them and just, you know, ask for them to come back. I'm sure they would appreciate it, especially coming from you, you know?
Yes. Sounds nice.
That sounds stupid.
Okay, well...
You're right, it does sound kind of stupid, too.
Exactly. Why would they even... They wouldn't come back.
I'm sure they would, because I know...
Well, I mean, they might, because, like, you are pretty cool at everything.
Cuppy.
Like, if anyone can do it, you can.
Cuppy, I am trying to talk, not to be offensive here.
Oh, no, you're doing a great job. I really like what you're doing.
No, I mean, if you wanted to continue.
Sorry, I'm just interrupting you. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna go sit in the sink for a while.
Gee, why is he so dramatic all the time?
He's not dramatic. He's just
right.
No. Cuppy. Oh, jeez. Oh, Cuppy, you're not being dramatic. You're just a sensitive thing.
I just cried up the whole day. No. I'm gonna go.
It's okay. Oh, Poppy, you see what happens? You see what happens when you lash out on people that don't deserve it? They get hurt, and then they want to go away. And maybe that's what happened in the Buttercast. I don't know. I didn't really listen to the last episode. I was doing something else.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think I just wanted to go away and never come back.
That could have been the case, but I'm sure you lashing out at them when they didn't deserve it didn't help either.
Maybe. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't.
I think you gotta give him another chance, okay? I know that I kind of overheard you with Bram, so that's kind of why I brought it up, gotta admit it. But, that's, you know, here or there, okay? I'm just saying, I know for a fact, especially Peter, okay? Peter would definitely come back in a heartbeat. If you called him personally, okay? If you called him right now, I guarantee he would come back in a heartbeat.
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, I can't say anything about Alex or Theo. I don't really know them as well as Peter, but when Peter picked me up from that dumpster, when he found me, you know, he really took care of me. He cleaned me up. He washed me. He washed me with Ragnar. It's kind of an odd decision, but I think Ragnar just kind of took it upon himself to do it. That guy's weird. Anyway.
Yeah, he's kind of weird.
Well, he cleaned me up, and he did what Peter would do, and he took care of me. And despite all the other puppets that got lost in the dumpster that Peter couldn't found because, you know, Theo threw us away. That's all I know, because I wasn't alive then. I became alive, you know, in the dumpster, you know. I'm just saying, because I feel like other people don't know, because this is also a podcast, so I feel like I gotta say it again, you know?
Okay, just get out of this stupid story, man. Whatever, Peter, whatever.
I'm just saying, I feel like Peter does that to a lot of the other people at this theater, especially you, okay? He didn't have to take care of you, okay? Theo didn't have to take care of you. They did it because they care about you. Even though you guys don't get along all the time, doesn't mean that they don't care about you, right?
Maybe.
It's almost like you guys are a family, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I know. It's why I'm saying it.
Okay, I get it. I might need help, potentially editing this because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm kind of stressed out, and yeah, I just want him back. I just kind of miss him, you know?
I miss him too, but I'm sure you miss him more.
Yeah, I do. I miss him way more than you.
Okay, it's not really a competition, but okay.
I don't think
you gotta convince them. I think they just come back in a heartbeat, especially if you ask them to. They love you, Poppy.
I know.
We all do.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm going back to the sink.
No. This is my point, Poppy. When people are nice to you, it doesn't seem like you know how to take that. So you just kind of lash out, and you don't really know where to put that energy, so you turn it into negative energy, man. Negative energy.
Is that what I'm doing?
It's what you're doing, Poppy.
It's
true. It is adorable.
I'm not adorable!
Okay. It is you, which you are adorable.
Yeah.
Okay. They'd know what you meant. I'm sure they'd know what you meant. I'm sure they have some Poppy translator in the back of their head, knowing what you're actually saying.
Yeah, you're probably right. Poppy, I'm sorry that I lash out at you. I just don't know what to do when, you know, people are super nice to me. I just feel like I need to ruin them.
Okay.
No, that's totally fine. I don't mind. I think, no, it's fine. You gotta do what you gotta do. Poppy, you gotta be you, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You should probably not let people use you all the time. Cause
I'm sorry, but I'm so annoying all the time.
No, you're not annoying. No.
Yeah, no, it's sort of like a personality flaw. I just wear people the wrong way. It's probably my greeting voice.
Oh, okay.
Cuppy, you have a good point, and that's what you feel, and that's what's important. There's nothing wrong with how you feel, right?
Yeah, there's just probably like a lot wrong with how I sound and look. I'm pretty ugly, so I can understand.
Well, you're a cup. Let's
get the focus back on Poppy, though. Because I really want him to get out of there and take control of the theater.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on,
I
man?
I can still hear you Ethereal 5.
Sorry, dude.
Where's the bow tie?
That's my bad, bro.
Bow tie?
I was getting it, but I was interrupted.
Elliot, you're cool. I love you.
I love you too, best. I love you too, man.
Friends forever.
Oh my god, this is so exciting. I love all you guys. Because, like, Brock's okay, got this awesome
Cuppy, I was talking.
Bye. Like, Elliot's so flexible and funny. Wow. And, like, Poppy's just, like, my best friend. I don't even know what to say. So it's like,
Before I was so rudely interrupted by the cop.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Please go get me my bow tie.
I'm going to get your stupid bow tie.
I would like to sleep. Cuppy, always a pleasure.
See you, dude.
Oh, Elliot, thank you. It's
you know, I'll see you later. Shoshana, I heard you as well. You're awesome. You're all great. Cuppy, just, what? You know, don't interrupt people.
Who's talking like that?
Go back to sleep, Shoshana.
Oh. You handled that very effectively, Cuppy.
Well, I gotta learn that one.
Wow, that you don't understand women.
That was pretty good, dude. It was pretty good.
Oh, hi.
I got it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's finish our
mission. Thanks for the talk. I
appreciate it. Yeah, I feel like someone just needed to lay it out for you, man.
Okay. I guess I'll just go underneath you.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take a nap, so it was good talking to you, and I'll probably see you around. Maybe next time I see you, you'll be with Peter and Alex, and Theo will be back on the phone. You know, maybe. Okay. Oh, also, if you see him, could you maybe ask Peter to make me one of those blueberry sandwiches? They're so good.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but we're gonna do a song.
My boss has some experience.
Okay, this sounds nice, yes.
Okay, well, we haven't done a song yet. So basically, it's about friendship.
But friendship?
Yeah, what's friendship.
That's like from the movie.
Yeah, from the movie. And only from the movie.
Ragnar feels need to point out none of us are actually friends.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but I love music, yes.
Okay,
no one wants to be everyone's friend.
Okay.
Just do what feels good in your heart. Just say whatever the hell you want.
Okay,
right? You eat me for sport, but don't eat me. Enjoy the cheese next to me, because I don't want to be sold for free. I need to be the one for you to enjoy, but I would rather watch a movie than go and blow any money on the eating, my friends. We are here to have the fun for you, yes.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay,
Louis the Rat.
Oh god,
I'm not his friend.
son to spank you sometimes.
Oh, I don't like that.
The sewers, they are my home.
Oh, jeez.
I look for friends,
okay,
but
then.
I am always alone.
Yeah.
I look more, and now I'm in store because the friends
Ew.
That I have will be there some more.
Well, I guess what?
What?
I bring you to the game.
What?
I'm someone with a popcorn that fell under your name.
What?
Is Brian not that you? I'm popcorn here.
That this was sort of fun, and at the same time, I felt like I grew as a churro, but not really.
Where's the popcorn guy, though? I want to talk to him. He won the whole thing.
Well, hello, Poppy. That man is gone.
Who are you?
He's gone, or maybe he's here.
He's so stupid.
I got a trampoline to the middle.
He's stupid. I can't even turn the phone off. What you're doing there.
Insta-smile.
my way of helping.
I guess you're kind of cryptic. You could just grab it. I can't grab the bow tie.
If you give a man a fish, then he'll eat it for a day. If you teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I've heard that before. What does a fish have to do with a bow? Oh, I see what you did.
I heard you talking to Brom and Elliot and Cuppy.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, they mentioned me.
Okay, we're talking right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Sorry.
No worries, buddy. I would work on that.
It's okay. I think it's fine.
Poppy, you know you miss the gang.
I do. I miss them a lot, actually.
Theo, Peter, even Alex. You know he loves you no matter what.
Alex?
Even if you're pooped in his bed, covering it with salt, he still loves you.
I don't really know why you picked that.
If you want a bow tie, you can take mine. It was a gift from Peter.
No, I don't want to do that. If Peter gave that to you, I don't want to take that. Just, if you can reach the other bow ties, I'll just take any of them. It doesn't matter. Bram didn't really specify.
Now, Poppy, this is what friends are for.
I think I got that. Yeah, I see. Okay. I mean, if you give it to me, I'm not gonna not accept it.
Now, Poppy, is there something else I can do for you?
Well, we gotta clear all these feeder creatures up. They're kind of having a ruckus, so if you're able to just help me calm them down.
Is that what that noise is?
Yeah, shh. You hear it? Yeah, that's what that is. Yep.
Okay, what were you thinking?
Just if you're able to just kind of clear them out. I don't know. You're huge. You're the size of a person.
You got to have a plan. You're the head meat.
You're right. I am the head meat. Okay, maybe I'll just get on top of your head. And I'll be your head meat. And we'll just do it together.
Just like old times, Daddy.
We'll get there.
Fair enough. Dad?
Not Dad, either.
Really?
No, not...
Daddy.
No, okay, fine, wow. Daddy. Fine.
He called you Dad.
He did. Well, they did. I don't know. What do you go by?
Whatever you want. We don't care.
Fair enough. Okay, ready to just pick me up? Can you put the phone in your pocket, too?
Sure.
Okay, this is much easier if you just take that.
As you wish, Daddy.
Okay, I'm kind of weird.
That's so nice.
Okay, I'm on Buddy Reese's head. This is amazing. I'm finally the head meat.
Where are we going, Dad? Through the door.
Yes, go, Buddy Meat, go.
Everyone must scatter. I am God now.
Okay, wow, that took a twist.
Oh, my Hot Pocket is ready.
What do you mean? Get it up. don't sit me down. We had a thing going.
Sorry, Dad. I have to get back to my Call of Duty campaign.
Okay. Thanks for helping me out. I'll just stay. Okay. See ya.
Bye bye.
I guess it's just me here. Huh.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, Puppy.
Hi.
I guess I gotta get Theo and Peter and Alex together to clean this stupid mess up. Oh my gosh, it's all messy.
Oh man.
What the heck happened?
Oh, Ragnar had a crazy time.
Yeah, he did. You guys having fun without me.
Oh, Ragnar. Ragnar hasn't acted like that since Ragnar was a young rag.
Wow, partying a little too hard.
Oh, this is gonna be one heck of a cleanup.
Yeah, it is. All right, Cuppy, we gotta go. So, thanks for being a part of the Buttercast, and I hope you had a good time.
It's everything I ever hoped for.
All right, well, tell Theo I said hi. Don't tell him about the Buttercast thing. I want that to be a surprise.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty busy guy making all these cool movies and everything.
I'll talk to you later.
Is the room spinning for you too?
I thought maybe we could, I'll call you tomorrow. I can tell you about all the stuff.
Don't push it.
You want to call me or should I call you?
I'll be busy editing.
Ragnar can see you crossing your fingers,
totally
Poppy.
That's fine. You just call me whenever you're ready, okay? I'll be waiting.
Okay, Puppy.
Ragnar's watching Poppy slice. Ow!
Alright, thank you for listening, everyone, to this, I don't even know what this was. Therapy session? Buttercast?
Oh, man.
The best day of my life. The best day of my life.
Thanks for listening to Cuppy's best day of his life. So,
bye.
Is anyone gonna pick me up ever?